Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Sue Whitaker about using energy medicine to clear toxins and negate harmful frequencies.
Sue Whitaker, welcome to the Changing Life Destiny Show. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's funny because I've been locked in this room kind of recording podcasts all weekend. I haven't had the chance to really walk the floor. And when you came in here holding this really cool looking thing with a little bottle of sand, I was like, what is that? And Sue spent about 30 seconds explaining it to me. I'm like, where do I sign up? So Sue is with Wellsong Energetics, which is the number one broad spectrum detox on the market. Provides the number one broad spectrum detox on the market. So Sue, I'm going to let you rip because you've got so much interesting information here. You're working through Tesla's teachings and technology. You've woven in Dr. Jerry Tennant's wisdom. We had him on the show yesterday. So tell us about what you do and how you got here. What's your background?
Well, I was a first grade teacher. I got formaldehyde poisoning in a school. When they sent my blood off to a lab, and now I was in outside of Anchorage, Alaska, and they sent my blood off to the only lab in the United States at that time that tested formaldehyde, it went to Dallas, Texas. So this is a big circle for me to come back to Dallas, Texas. And they called the doctor and they said, is this a cadaver? And is this a joke? And the doctor said, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, we're just going to tell you some things because we want you to understand where this lady is sitting. They said 0 to 4 parts per million was pretty average for people for formaldehyde coming out of carpet and press board and stuff like that. This woman is at 32. She has more formaldehyde in her than a cadaver. Is she alive? The doctor said, barely. So I had been to every medical doctor in Anchorage. And of course, they said what most medical doctors say, it's all in your head. And they could give me pills and potions and lotions. And that's not what I wanted. I wanted to get well. So I went to the doctor that they said was a quack.
Right.
And you know, that fit me perfectly. I grew up with shamans as a child. So a quack fit right into what I knew. And the guy took and he put a bottle in my hand and he muscle tested me. And he told me I stunk so bad of whatever chemical it was that I had to keep going out of his office. At 36 below, we'd stand outside and talk. And we'd go back in and then he tested me up with a second bottle. And I couldn't hold my arm up. And of course, you know, I didn't know anything about muscle testing at that time. So I said, oh, I must have not been ready. And I couldn't hold my arm up. And he said, it's formaldehyde. And he said, we're going to test your blood. So they sent it off to Dallas. Dallas said, you know, you're dying. This lab came back and said, you're dying. And I said, well, I knew that. And so he started drawing blood and putting ozone in me. And he gave me about 30 supplements to take. So I was already down the non-allopathic journey by that time. Mm-hmm. That was 1983. And that was long before most people really started getting it. He changed the way we eat, you know, which we were eating science experiments like in margarine and stuff like that, that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. He changed all of that for me. So it brought me along this alternative path. So anytime I find something that I think somebody needs, I was sharing it. And all of a sudden, one day in 2016, I got some major download and I was told that there would be microwaves put into the air that would turn our bodies into microwave ovens. Well, microwaves had already scared me at that point in time. And so we don't own one, but we were told that when 5G came, it would be a microwave. And if you think about microwaves, and we're going to add one more piece, what if I have heavy metals in me? What if I've ever had amalgam fillings? What if I have aluminum from the water where they put aluminum in to bring the sludge down? What if I have that? Well, let's think about a microwave. What if you put aluminum foil in your microwave oven? You know how that sparks off? Well, that's what's happening in most of our bodies right now because we're all subjected to 5G. People say, oh, I don't have a wireless router at my house. Well, Elon Musk has over 3,000 satellites beaming it down on us. Mm-hmm. We have smart meters all around us. You go to a meeting like this and you got 50 people in a room or 100 people in a room, they all have a cell phone on them. So you're always around that. And then the negativity. If you think about Emiro Emoto, who wrote hate on a bottle of water and froze it and it was chaos. Well, what if we're in a negative world? Do you ever hear people get mad in our world? It seems like they just explode at nothing. And so we started clearing and cleaning all that. We started in dental offices. And when we would clear and clean the dental office, they said it was like fresh air.
So two things. Number one, where did the formaldehyde come from?
The formaldehyde came from carpet and press board in a school. Oh. And because it was a tight school, we lived in Alaska and it was cold, so you didn't have windows and stuff open. And when it started gassing off, it was just there. All we could do was breathe it.
So it's interesting, but do you think you were the only person affected?
Oh, no. No, it was about 5% of the population. Mm-hmm. And many of the children passed away and their parents would not take them to anybody except allopathic medicine, which really hammered it home more for me that we had to get out of this pattern. Mm-hmm. We have to go to alternative medicine specialists. So I worked with the state of Alaska and the doctor that I was working with, and we changed the laws so that insurance has to cover every alternative method that you
good
get.
Good for you.
So the doctor's known as the father of alternative medicine, and I'm known as the cranky lady who got sick and fought the law, and the law did not win.
Good for you. Okay, so now let's go back to the dental office when you say you cleared the space.
Yes.
And they said it smelled. What does that mean?
Well, from a distance, I use intention and a patented mental modality called Sai Sai Chi. We clear the area. And if you think about it, every time a human lies down, they leave an energetic dust. Mm. So if you're in a dental office, it's not your happiest point in your day. You probably are thinking, oh, I don't want to pay on the way out. And oh my gosh, my husband's going to be mad when he sees how much I had to pay. And the kids are needing me at school and blah, 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 blah. And so you go in there and you're all nervous and worried, plus the pain, plus you don't like it. And so there was always an energetic dust on all of their chairs. Plus, they're all working with mercury. Even if they're biological, they're pulling the mercury out. Mm-hmm. So the room is filled with mercury. And if the room is filled with mercury, it's not a happy place. And so we negate the negative energies of mercury. And when we do that, you feel like a cloud is lifted. You feel like fresh air has come in. And we started with them because we saw that they were hurting. Mm-hmm. They really needed help. They're giving of themselves, but you know, they have mood swings from the mercury, and it's not a pleasant job to have.
Right. Well, I mean, the biological dentists usually do a reasonable job of protecting themselves, but definitely regular dentists, much less so.
Right.
Who are working
but
with mercury.
But if you test, you can still see that it's everywhere in the room.
Wow.
It's in their carpet. It's all over. And so we have a product called Mercury Buster. Mm. And we make sure that all of our biological dentists have that Mercury Buster so that you don't feel that negative energy
That's
of mercury.
Awesome.
And so, they don't.
So explain to the audience a little bit of what's the product.
The product is very interesting. The product is a detox program. It is broad spectrum, so we cover all 12 categories of toxins, and we test you to see what toxin levels you have in the 12 categories. And then once we test you, we know where you are. We make a very specific bottle, individualized. It's the only individualized detox program on the market. So we find out what your body needs in order to detox, and we program it into a bottle of sand, copper, and crystals. You don't ingest it, obviously. you have to keep that bottle within 100 feet of yourself.
That's so not if too
you,
hard.
No, so you measure it out and you're like, well, I could set it in the center of my house and it covers the whole house. If you go to work, you put it in your purse and take it to work. If you're a guy, put it in your briefcase and take it to work. And what we found with this is, of course, you know, we can't cure and we can't diagnose, but we have found that we can help autistic children. And the autistic children that we have worked with started out on the autistic spectrum. And after we've worked with them from anywhere from 10 months, which was the shortest one we've ever worked with, up to 3 years, they are no longer on the spectrum. They are perfectly normal like you and me. And I'm sure that has to do with a lot of things, but we know that our program is a big part of that. And negating the 5G is huge. Mm-hmm. And especially for those kids, because those kids' bodies are already in chaos. We also do, we work mostly with veterinarians, dentists, NDs and MDs. And we have MDs that we've met here that we're bringing this into their clinics, which is going to be really exciting. So we're working with everybody and anybody. And I'll tell you right now, every baby born has at least 200 toxins.
Well, we definitely live in a toxic world.
Yes, we do. Sure. We certainly do. And all of us, when we sit down and hold the device that tells us about the toxins, we're shocked to see what we have inside of us. Mm. And it's goopy and gunky.
And so do you feel that basically based on a person's either their lifestyle, the things that they do, where they live, what they do, and their own personal strengths and weaknesses physiologically, different people will not attract, but hold on to different toxins? Like, you know, you said even at the school in Anchorage, 5% were heavily affected by the formaldehyde. The other 95% maybe were affected, but maybe not as obviously, or
right,
maybe not at all, depending,
yes,
on their own system.
Yes. And you know, it's really interesting. When we're at a conference like this, we see people that are very health conscious, mm-hmm, and they really take good care of themselves, but yet they have high toxin levels, and they question us. Why? How come? How could this be? Well, they use aluminum, like I said, to bring the sludge and the water down. They're spraying chemicals on us. We've noticed as of last October, people that did not get the COVID vax, that suddenly their numbers in vaccinations went extremely high, and we're seeing food being a problem. So as we put those two together, we did more tests and we found out that some of the food is being sprayed with chemicals that have vaccination toxins in them. And I know that's shocking, but yet it's not really. And we see that by doing a lot of tests. And so we have people that step up and say, I'll bring you some of the food that I'm using because I eat all organic. Mm. Well, organic is sitting outside. It's getting all the toxins in the air.
Well, the glyphosate is pretty much in the water and the soil at this point.
Everywhere. Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
Look, eating organic is better because at least whoever's growing it is not spraying it.
Yes.
But this stage of the game, I think glyphosate, at least in North America, is pervasive in our environment.
Yes. Well, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart went to the top of the Himalayas and he took a water sample.
No, don't say it.
And he said it was as bad, if not worse, than over here.
Oh.
And he said it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Last weekend, speaking of glyphosate, last weekend I was at a dental conference and a gentleman came up and he sat down and he we have to ask your name and your birthday in order to use quantum physics to entangle to you. He said, I'm Jeffrey M. Smith. And I said, okay. And I started testing and he said, do you recognize it? And
yeah.
I said, no. And he said, seeds of deception. And I said, oh, that Jeffrey Smith.
Well, because Jeffrey Smith, let's face it,
yes.
Smith, there's a lot of those
yes.
around. Jeffrey's there's a lot
yes.
of those around. Put them
yes.
together. Still a number of those
yes.
around.
Yes. And
that's
the,
so
the
cool.
next person that came was McCullough Peter. Now, you may know Peter McCullough because he has been speaking out against vaccinations.
Oh, wow.
And so I had both of these guys at one table at a time, and it was just really exciting to get to chat with them. And I teased him. I said, I'll bet every weekend you have to find new friends because nobody wants to be your friend.
Oh, geez. All right. So you talked a lot. You talked about the autistic children. You talked about your own journey, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
How do people get access to this kind of technology? Like, how do they find it? And is it through their physicians or practitioners? Do you have a website?
We do everything long distance. So people contact us, and I have scan technicians all over the United States, and they just give us a call. They give us their name, their birthday, and where they live. So their exact address, because if we don't have their exact address, we can't use quantum physics to entangle to them. And we have to have their right birthday. Some people say, I don't want to give you my birthday. Then I can't scan you. I'm sorry.
It's not a social insurance number.
Yeah, it's not you. And I co-authored the Oregon Consumer Identity Theft Protection Act, so I really understand protecting people. But they can get a hold of me at detoxalot.com. It'll be sue@detoxalot.com. And I'll set up a schedule. We'll do some scanning. We'll get back to them and show them what they have. We send everything over via email. We have a lot of practitioners out there, but most people aren't where the practitioners are. If they are, of course, we would send you to a practitioner in your area.
For sure. Let's talk a little bit about some of the different detox programs. When you walked in here, you basically said to me, you know, I can program this, and you walk around with this little bottle within 100 feet of you, and we've essentially created a bubble around you that mitigates the negative effect of currently 5G, soon to be 6, 7, yes. 8. I'm sure we're going to work our way through the numbers here. So that's one of the programs, really, which, you know, pretty much anybody can benefit from. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other programs that you,
well, that's
if you're willing
a very
to
good
share?
Question. We have over 100 programs. We haven't brought anything else to market yet, except we do a detox on pets. So we have a well pet program and a happy horse program, because people have come to us and said, I have horses, they're out on glyphosate, mm-hmm. they're out on GMO. Every bit of the alfalfa, according to Jeffrey Smith, every bit of the alfalfa is now GMO. And so the people who have horses have started coming to me and saying, what can we do? Well, we can negate that. Mm-hmm. And when you negate something, you actually create a void. You take out the negative, and now there's nothing. And so we fill it with love and compassion, peace and tranquility. And we had two horses that wouldn't eat alfalfa at all. And we had four more at the same ranch. So we had six horses that we worked with. Two of them wouldn't eat alfalfa. And all the guy could get was alfalfa during the wintertime. And so we've detoxed those two horses, those two little ones. And we've desensitized them so that they can eat it. And they're very, very healthy. And so we're actually changing the properties, the frequencies of alfalfa to make it so that the horses don't get sick from it. And we're seeing pets like dogs and cats. They go outside and roll around on the lawn, and there's glyphosate everywhere. And somebody said that I was at a veterinarian conference, and I think it's like one in four pets are now getting cancer. Mm. The numbers are extremely high. Well, it's because we've got all this glyphosate out there.
Well, partly that, and partly because people feed their pets junk food.
Yes.
I mean, let's face it, most kibble.
Yes. Oh, all of that.
I mean, all
stuff.
You have to do, feed your dog raw food and you get tiny little non-smelly poops.
Right.
You feed your dog kibble, get these giant mounds of really stinky stuff.
Yes.
And they just can't digest
it. It's just
it's
like
filler.
Us. Yeah. If we go eat Cheetos, what happens to us?
Absolutely.
And that's what we talk about with the veterinarians. So we have our products, a lot of our products in with veterinarians as
Amazing.
Well. Holistic veterinarians.
For humans, right now, it's the EMF mitigation and
broad spectrum
detox.
Yes.
I love it. So Sue, why don't you share with us your contact information one more time?
Okay.
So if people want to learn more, reach out to you and or find a clinic, they can do that.
Detoxalot.com is the website, and you can reach me at sue@detoxalot.com. And I'm the owner of the company. I'm the inventor. And I'd love to chat with people. So if there are practitioners that are interested, please get a hold of me. We can show you how to turn this into a part of your clinic and help more people along the way. My mission on earth is helping humanity. And that's why I'm here. And you can get a hold of me at sue@detoxalot.com.
Yeah. Well, you're in the right place. Definitely. The whole thrust of this organization is about changing life and destiny. That's the name of the show, name of the event. So you are in the right place. Thank you so much, Sue, for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.